Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you stayed with us because our good friend Barbara Weltman is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Barbara is an original member of our Brain Trust and just an outstanding person and small business expert extraordinaire. She's a tax attorney, for one thing, by education and by degree. She's also a practitioner. And she's also the author of every small business tax document you could possibly want, including J.K. Lasher's Small Business Taxes 2009. And she's here to talk to us about what you and I need to know in 2009 and also wrapping up our 2008 taxes right now. Barbara Weltman, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Great.
So what's going on? Give us the news.
Well, I think a lot of small business owners are focused right now on their 2008 returns, and for good reason, because the deadlines are coming up. We know March 15th is going to be the deadline for S-corporation owners to file or ask for extensions, and April is right around the corner, fortunately, for the,
right,
for the warm weather. I'm in New York, and I'm looking forward to the warm weather. And so you really want to think about what's new on the 2008 returns. So, for example, Jim, if people use their personal cars for business driving, there's going to be a higher write-off in 2008 as compared to 2007. You get to take more of your more of a write-off for using your personal car for
business. Because the gas was so high during the year?
Yeah, actually, for the IRS actually upped the limit in mid-year. So for the first half of the year, it's 50.5 cents a mile. And for the second half of the year, it went up to 58.5 cents
a
mile.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so that's good, and that's if you're using your car, your personal car, in for business.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Other breaks. There are higher contribution limits for putting money into retirement plans, SEPs, for putting money into health savings accounts. I know many small business owners.
Tell us about that. Tell us about the HSAs, because I have those.
Yeah, health savings account combines a high deductible health plan. High deductible means low cost health plan with an IRA-like savings account that you put money in on a tax deductible basis. The money grows there, it's invested and grows, and if you take it out to pay for medical costs, it comes out tax free. So you're getting a break going in and a break coming out.
This is
it's a way for small business owners to get affordable health coverage.
This is one of the best pieces of legislation that small businesses have access to, and it really helped me to provide, you know, to provide health care, and me and a lot of small business owners as a way to provide comprehensive health care coverage for our employees. And that's what we do. We pay for the HSA premiums for our employees. And they pay they have the ability to deduct, you know, to invest in an IRA like investment, up to what, you know, depending on how old they are, $1,100-$1,200 I guess, a year, up to certain the older ages it's up to $5,500, isn't it, Barbara?
Well, for people who are 55 and older, by the end of 2008, you can add another $900.
Wow.
Yep.
So it's up to $6,400?
No.
What is it for a family? What is it? I've forgotten. Anyway, it's a lot that you can invest in an IRA, folks. But it's a health care IRA, basically. Isn't that the best way to say it?
Yeah, that's a good description.
And so you get to keep that money if you don't use it. If you need it, then you use it. But whatever your deductible is for insurance, the major medical insurance, you pay that towards the deductible. Then you're covered above that. It's a great system, and I encourage small business owners to look into it. It's one of the best tax advantages that we've been given in a long time, Barbara, in my opinion.
You bet, Jim. And the thing that I think is important for small business owners to recognize is that all of these tax breaks, especially things like the mileage and your other expenses that you have in business, meals and entertainment that you have to incur, the catch here is that you need to have great records. You and I have talked about this, about keeping records. And, you know, Jim, right now I've partnered with Bank of America, and they have Bank of America's Business Fundamentals Checking Package, which lets business owners separate their personal finances from their business finances.
Right.
To keep track of things, this makes tax preparation easy.
Hold on to that thought, Barbara. We're going to take a quick break, folks. 20 till the hour. Barbara Weltman is our guest. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find my blog. You can find my knowledge base, AskJim.biz. I update the blog, by the way, just about every weekday, sometimes on the weekends. Hope you check that out. My knowledge base, AskJim.biz, where you get small business answers now. You can find both of them at that homepage. And you can subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And you can find all of the great members of our Brain Trust, including our good friend, Barbara Weltman, who's been with us now for, we'll celebrate her 11th anniversary later in another month or so. And so we're looking forward to that. Barbara Weltman is the author of J.K. Lasser's series of small business tax books, including the new one, Small Business Taxes 2009. Barbara, congratulations on this series. How long have you been doing this?
I don't know. It's a long time now. I guess about 15 years.
Right. Started when you were only 9, right?
That's right.
Hey, Barbara, you were just telling us, we were talking about some of the new tax issues that are going on. But as we went to the break, though, you were telling us about something that you and Bank of America are doing together. You got a website for that?
Sure. As I was saying before the break, you know, I've been partnering with Bank of America. I'm actually serving as their expert in their online community. Actually, tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm going to be hosting an online forum where small business owners can put their tax questions to me, and
good
we can try to clear up some confusion about the current tax law, about the new provisions in the economic recovery package, and they can find that at smallbusinessonlinecommunity.com.
And folks, and Barbara, give Ken Lewis a high five for me when you see him, and tell him I say congratulations on hiring such a smart person to do this job.
Will do.
And I'll tell him that next time I see him too. By the way, good for you. And that's Barbara. Talk to us about some of the other things that are going on. We already mentioned that March 15th, just in about 3 weeks or so, you're going to have to get your corporate return. Or at least file an extension and pay the tax if you have to pay tax, which gives you an automatic 6 months extension, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, that's true. The S corporations are going to get an automatic 6 month extension, but I think it's important to note that partnerships, LLCs that have to file in April,
right?
If they need an extension, they're only going to get a 5 month extension this go around.
Oh, really?
Yep. And
everything's going to be tied to September, huh?
Exactly, so that owners will get their Schedule K-1s at least a month before their filing extensions run out. So the idea is to give owners some opportunity to complete their returns. If they're on extension, they'll be due October 15th.
Okay, oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah. So the subchapter S, and what about C corps?
C corps subchapter S will still get their 6 month extension
September.
To September, exactly.
Yeah. And then the S corps, I mean the LLCs, the partnerships, and the sole proprietors will go from April 15th to October 15th.
No, the owners of those entities will have till October 15th, but if the partnership and LLC filing the Form 1065 want an extension,
right,
they're only going to get to September
15th. Oh, I see what you're saying, just in those business entities.
Correct.
Yes,
so
I get you.
Owners will get their K-1
right,
a month before their October deadline.
And that's different this year, isn't it? So
that's correct. It's time, yeah.
See, now I have to remember something new, Barbara. I hate it when they do that. All right, what else you got?
Well, you know, another thing, for business owners, we talk about tax preparation, and we just talked about the critical filing deadlines. But for many small business owners, you're talking about payroll, which is a year-round obligation. And, you know, yesterday, believe it or not, over the weekend, the government just came out with the revised withholding tables that's going to reflect the new Making Work Pay Credit.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the new stimulus package. Well, for business owners, Bank of America has Easy Online Payroll, which is designed exclusively for them. And this is going to take care of all the withholding table changes. So you want to use tools that are going to help you just deal with all the changes, whether it's tax changes, payroll changes. Because, look, we all have so many things to do as business owners. So anything that's going to help us save time, money, it's going to make sense.
What about Section 179 expensing, Barbara? The government is the new stimulus package actually extends that, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. There is a $250,000 limit for putting new equipment in service in 2008, and then, as you mentioned, the new law extends that through 2009. The only issue I have with that, it's a great provision if you can take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
The downside is that you really have to be profitable
right,
to use it.
And more of us are not profitable this year.
Well, yeah, it's challenging. And the other thing is, for many businesses, you're going to need financing to get to take advantage of that
big
limit. But any business can if you need to upgrade equipment and it's going to help you run more efficiently, this is a great thing that you can use to save money on your taxes.
Section 179. Direct expensing is a great thing to have, but it's always been only for the companies that need to write off that much, and of course it only applied to those that are profitable, and it's tough to do that these days. Tintail, right back with Barbara Weltman. More to come after these messages. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Hey.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Barbara Weltman. And Barbara, that's BarbaraWeltman.com, right?
That's me.
That's where they can find your books and all the other stuff. And by the way, I want to remind people about your radio show.
Yeah, Build Your Business.
And that's, tell us how we can find it. Work with me, Barbara. I'm trying to help you out here.
That's at WSRadio.com every Monday from 4 to 5 Eastern Time.
WSRadio.com, 4 to 5 Eastern, and I've been on the show. It's a great show, and good job there, Barbara. All right, what are some other things, some other tax issues that we need to know about for small business?
Well, you know, I just want to talk for a moment about the home office deduction, because I get so many questions on that. People want to know,
This question has been going on for years, decades.
Absolutely, and people want to know, if I take the deduction, is this an audit red flag? Is the IRS going to come after me? And what I like to tell people, especially around tax time, is, you know, find out whether you're really entitled to it. But if you're entitled to it, I think you should take it and just make sure that you meet the requirements, that you use the space in your home regularly and exclusively for business, and that your home is your principal place of business.
You know, Barbara, I was home-based twice. Once as a teleworker and an employee of a company called Xerox, and another time, years later, I was an employee of myself. I had my own company in that same office, and it was in my basement. It was a 12 by 12 room that was dedicated to my business, and I literally you know, took that 144 square feet. And the cost of all that out of, you know, and what it cost me to make that available, and I deducted that every year, and it worked like a charm.
Well, the reason why I agree with you, and you know I've been home-based for many years,
yeah,
and one of
yeah.
the reasons I think it's so important to point that out now is I see so many people starting businesses now as people are being laid off, can't find jobs, and have to make a living. They're starting businesses, and here's an opportunity to take a deduction for items that you're already paying for, as you mentioned, that your mm-hmm. personal expenses for business. So that's why I think it's worth mentioning.
Well, the one thing about it is, if anybody had ever come to my house from the IRS, and they didn't, but if they had, they would have opened that door and they said, wow, this looks like anybody else's office.
Well, sure.
You know, but
and that's what you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah,
And another thing is, I think it's a good idea. If you do have a home office, it doesn't hurt to take a snapshot of it. Like you said, you know your space looked like an office. But what happens is many people have a home office, and then their business grows and they move from
yep.
home, and they're not
yep.
working from home by the time the IRS comes around to looking at their returns. So this is
right.
just a way to just help you back up. Again, coming back to the whole record-keeping idea we talked about earlier, that you just want to be able to prove your position.
And guys, I hate to tell you this. I know this is bad news, but if your wife has a home-based business that she operates out of the roll top in the den, you can't deduct the 52-inch LCD television.
Yeah, so that won't work, and the kitchen table doesn't work either.
Yeah, I tried the kitchen table. That doesn't work. Okay, what else? What other things you got for us?
One of the things I want to point out for business owners that found that 2008 was not a great year, unfortunately, that's true for a lot of business owners. In the new tax law, there's a longer net operating loss carryback, so that'll allow
mm-hmm.
you to go back, take the losses from 2008. It just only applies to 2008 losses, by the way. You can
mm-hmm.
pick a 3, 4, or 5 year carryback
wow.
period. And that's the thing about this write off is that you get an immediate tax refund
right.
that you can use the money now to help sustain
so
or grow
your
business.
So if you were profitable in 06 or 07 or whatever or all those years and you paid taxes on that but you know your profits fell off the table in 08, you can go back and recoup some of those taxes through this loss carryback, can't you?
That's the whole idea, and you can
yeah.
do it either by filing amended returns for the prior year, or there's a way to do this to get a quick refund. And it,
right.
so again, you're going to get the money that you can use now to help you in your business.
Right. So that is one really good thing for small business. There wasn't an awful lot for small business in the new law in the new bill, but that was one good thing in there. Barbara, I got 20 seconds. Last thoughts.
If you want more information about the tools to help you in your business from Bank of America, go to bankofamerica.com and join me tomorrow on my online forum at smallbusinessonlinecommunity.com at 2 p.m. Eastern Time.
And it'll be worth the time, folks. Barbara's the best. Hey, Barb, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll see you. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, our good buddy. She'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.